Good day, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the podcast. I am your host, Father Narek of St. Sarkis Church. It's been a week since I released my first podcast, and I am thrilled to share with you some of the feedback which I received from our listeners. The most prevailing compliment which I received was about the interview that I had with our prelate Oshagan Serpazan, and a lot of our listeners said, "We never knew all these details about our prelate." And indeed, I think Serpazan shared some details from his personal life, which was really amazing. Well, I also got some compliments about the podcast itself, varying from an email to a phone call to a text message. But I choose not to share those compliments with you because the podcast is not about me. It's about you, the listeners, and your parish, St. Sarkis Church. But I just want to thank wholeheartedly every single person who reached out to me for feedback. I hope everyone is having a blessed week. Today is 9/11, a date that will forever serve as a reminder of a tragic event in the United States. We know that today will take on a different meaning to different people, and especially to those who lost their loved ones. This past Sunday, we offered a memorial service for the repose of the souls of the victims. And today, I would like to take a moment and pray. Let's pray for the souls of the victims. Christ, Son of God, forbearing and full of compassion, have mercy upon the souls of your servants who are in rest. Be mindful of them in the great day of the coming of your kingdom. Make them worthy of your mercy, remission, and forgiveness of sins. For you are Lord and Creator of all, Judge of the living and of the dead, and to you is befitting glory, dominion, and honor, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. We also pray for the comfort of family members who lost their loved ones. We wish everyone a feeling of hope and healing as we remember this day. In our first podcast, I briefly said that we will take questions from our listeners and try to answer their questions. If you have questions about your Armenian Christian faith, the Bible, or the church, you can email me at fathernarek@gmail.com or reach me on Facebook or Twitter to ask your questions. Well, one of our listeners sent me an email and wants to understand why do we call our priests father when the Bible tells us, "Call no man your father on earth, for you have one father who is in heaven." Matthew chapter 23, verse 9. Well, I think this is a very interesting question, and I will try to answer this question. We must first understand the use of the word father in reference to our earthly fathers. No one would deny a little girl the opportunity to tell someone that she loves her father. Common sense tells us that Jesus was not forbidding this type of use of the word father, because the concept of God's role as father would be meaningless if we eliminated the concept of earthly fatherhood. Fatherhood could be biological, but also spiritual, because it applies to those who have a fatherly spiritual relationship with someone. For example, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, Elisha cries, my father to Elijah, as Elijah is carried up to heaven. I think a careful examination of the context of Matthew 23 shows that Jesus did not intend for his words here to be understood literally. The whole passage reads, "But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher. And you are all brethren, and call no man your father on earth, for you have one father who is in heaven. Neither be called masters, for you have one master, the Christ. The first problem is that although Jesus seems to prohibit the use of the term teacher in Matthew chapter 28, Christ himself appointed certain men to be teachers in his church. Remember the very last commandment in the Gospel of Matthew, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." Jesus was using hyperbole, in other words, exaggeration, to make a point, to show the scribes and the Pharisees how sinful and proud they were for not looking humbly to God as a source of all authority and fatherhood, and instead setting themselves up as the ultimate authorities, father figures, and teachers. Let me just talk about hyperbole for a moment here. Christ used hyperbole often. For example, when he declared, "If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and throw it away. It is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell." Christ certainly did not intend this to be applied literally, for otherwise, all of us Christians would be blind amputees. We are all subject to the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, says the Apostle John in his first letter. Since Jesus was using hyperbole when he says not to call anyone our father, we must read his words carefully, and we must look at the New Testament to find answers to this question. If we examine the example of the apostles, Paul, Peter, and John, we will see that in their letters, all three apostles address their disciples, calling them children. So there is this father-to-child relationship, spiritual relationship, that the apostles established. And remember, the Armenian church is an apostolic church. We are founded on the traditions of the apostles. We carry on that apostolic tradition. Therefore, when you call your parish priest father, you are not contradicting the word of Jesus, but you are continuing a biblical tradition that was implemented right after Christ established his church, and we are part of that church. I hope this answers your question. I had a very good weekend last week. Two things happened on my weekend. I will start with Sunday first. Sunday morning, we restarted our family worship services. So 9 o'clock, St. Sarkis Church was full of families with young children, and we had a beautiful family worship Sunday. We read the Word of God, and it's so amazing. You have to be there to know what I am talking about. It is so amazing to see that our young kids singing and trying to read the words and trying to pray and engaging with me when I'm giving them a very special homily, which you can listen to tomorrow in our bulletin. So I was very happy to see all of them coming again, and we had a very good family worship. I guess this is an invitation to everyone who does not know about our family worship. It's on the first Sunday of every month, and everybody is invited to be part of. As you know, we read all the prayers in English. There is no choir, therefore we sing all the songs. You also get the communion, and also you will have the opportunity to hear a very short homily. The other good thing that happened this past weekend was that on Saturday, September 6th, we started our Saturday school, and we had 55 students. We had a good number of new students who came and registered, and it was really a good feeling to see, again, all the young kids attending our Saturday school. Now, we've been advertising about our Saturday school, and Today, as a matter of fact, I had an interview with the principal of Saturday school, Mrs. Nairi Zohrabian, the co-chair of the PTA, Mrs. Natalie Manesian, and the liaison of the Board of Trustees to Saturday school, Mr. Harry Soylemezian, which is coming up next. But first, let us read the Word of God and reflect on our weekly reading. Today, we'll be reading from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. It was part of our readings this week, and we read from chapter 3, verse 24. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to the disciplinarian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Therefore, there is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. I believe that this is a very familiar text to our listeners, because this is one of our readings from the sacrament of baptism. According to biblical scholars, this might be one of the first texts of the New Testament. And the Apostle Paul writes about spiritual maturity. At first, we might think that Paul is having an argument against the law. But as a matter of fact, Paul is telling us that the law was disciplinarian. The Greek word is pedagogue, an instructor preparing us for Jesus. But now Jesus has come and we do not need to be prepared. We are ready. We are spiritually mature to receive Jesus. And once you receive Jesus, and especially through baptism, all of our differences are put aside, because we are united by the grace that has been given to us by God. We need to reflect on these words to remember that we are recipients of grace. We pray that as we read these words today, may God give us the wisdom to remember that we are His children and we are all the same. Today, we are talking about St. Sarkis Church Saturday School. We have three guests who graciously have agreed to answer a few questions about our Saturday School. Joining us today, Mrs. Nairi Zohrabian, the principal of Saturday School, Mrs. Natalie Manesian, the co-chair of the PTA, and Mr. Harry Soylemezian, vice chairman of the Board of Trustees and liaison to Saturday School. Welcome, everyone. We'll start with Digin Nairi, and since she is the principal of the Armenian school, we have to speak in Armenian with her. Digin Nairi, pari egazek.
Parev tes.
Tuk mer shapatoria varjaranin dnorenuin egazek 2004-ani ver. Գրնայիք արդյոք մեզի քիչ ավելի դեղագություն տալ Սուրբ Սարգիս եկեղեցու շապատորիա վարժարանի մասին։
Ամենայն սիրով դեր հայր։ Սուրբ Սարգիս եկեղեցու Սուզան և Հովսեփ Հակոբյան շապատորիա վարժարանը հիմնված է 60-ական թվականներուն։ Ունեցած է փեղունգյանք 2004-2005 տարի շրջանին, երբ դնորենության պաշտոնը ստացնեցի, ունեինք միայն 28 աշակերտներ։ Ներգայիս մեր սաներու թիվը հասած է 60-ի։ Սուրբ Սարգիս եկեղեցու շապատորիա վարժարանը գտասավանդե հայերեն լեզուն իր երկու տարբերակներով, այսինքն թե արևելահայերենով և թե արևմտահայերենով։ Վարժանս ունի հայրենասեր, աշխույժ և ժրաչան ուսուցչած կազմ, որ գպարգանա 13 տասներակները և 1 քարտուղարուհի է։ Կգործածենք Ամերիկայի արևմտյան թեմի առաջնորդարանի կողմ հրադարակված մեր լեզուն վերնակրով տասակիրքերը եւ աշխատակիրքերը։ Հայերենի լեզվի գողքին գուսուցվի քերակություն, հայոց պատմություն, երբ բար եւ փոլորեն վեր գրոն։
So the Gennady, you're saying that the number of the students of our Saturday school have grown in the past, and you also are saying that we offer teaching Armenian language in both dialects, Eastern and Western, along with classes in history, religion, and music. I wonder how the parents feel about it. And my next question is to Mrs. Natalie, and I hope that you will be able to tell us a little bit about the PTA of St. Sarkis Church Saturday School.
Yes, thank you. The St. Sarkis Saturday School PTA is comprised of a group of parents, teachers, and friends teaming up to raise funds for the school by organizing various fundraising events and activities for the children and for their families. Some of these events are geared specifically for the children, such as the Fall Festival, where the children get to dress up in their favorite costumes and participate in various activities. Other events help bring families together to celebrate the holidays, such as the Easter Communion Breakfast that we organize, or the Christmas Hantes, where the kids get to perform for their parents. And finally, some events are geared specifically for the parents and their friends, such as our upcoming annual dinner dance gala.
Very good. I've been here for the past number of years, and I know that the excitement that is here every time that the kids come to celebrate either Easter or Christmas, it's really, really amazing. My next question is to Mr. Harry Soylemezian. Tell us about your experience as a parent who has enrolled your children at Saturday school and as a member who was involved in the PTA.
Thank you for having me here, Der Narek. My son Gregory was part of Saturday school for about 5 years, and he started here in the first grade, and he just recently graduated. So we've had a wonderful time at St. Sarkis Saturday School. There's a lot of benefits of having your children at the school. Like you had mentioned, it's not only about the language. It's about the additional learning that experiences that they have with the history, with the religion, and making new friends, hopefully making lifelong friends, Armenian friends. And that adds to the entire experience that my son was able to take advantage of attending Saturday school. I'm sure it'll last with him for many, many years to come, and hopefully he'll continue with the additional activities at the church that are
we hope
available.
So. Yes. We hope so. Դիգնայրի, ուրեմն գլսենք թե ծնողները ինչպես ոչ մի անգոհ են մեր վարժարանին ծրակերներն, բայց նաև իրենց համար մեծ կարևորություն ունի հայկական շրջանագի, հայկական միջավայրի մեջ լալը. Արդյոք մեզի կրնակսել ինչ են բարիքները շաբաթօրյա վարժարան հաջողելու.
Ինձ համար հայ անհադիմը կամ ընտանիքի համար կան երկու դարական իրեր, որոնք կենսական են։ Առաջինը եկեղեցին, որը շնորհիվ մեր հոգիները գորոգվին։ Երկրորդը հայ դպրոցը, ուր մեր ինքնության հիմքը գշեշտվի։ Շաբաթօրյա վարժարանը արդ կստեղծի հայ մանուկին ու բադանին սորվելու ու սիրելու իր հայ լեզուն, հայ մշակույթը, շրջապատված իր հայ մաքուր ընկերուհիներով։ Կհուսամ, թե հայ դպրոցը իրենց գներշնչի աբակայի փափաքած հաջողությունները։ Անհատը իր ինքնությունը պետք է քիտնա, պետք է հբարդ լինի, դպրոցը այդ կհայտարարի։ Եվ կհուսանք, որ այդ մենք կարելին գնենք որ դանք իրենց։
Վստահ եմ, շատ շնորհակալ եմ Դիգինայրի։ Natalie, you mentioned about the gala, which is coming up in October. Could you please tell us a little bit more about that?
Of course. This will be our second annual dinner dance gala. This is our biggest fundraiser event of the season, and those who attend will enjoy an evening of great music and dancing, delicious food, and the chance to win some fantastic raffle prizes. We've secured some wonderful prizes already for this year. We have several weekend getaways to very exciting cities such as San Francisco and Washington. We also have electronics, flat screen TVs, very exciting prizes. And also, the venue for this year's event is just spectacular. We've chosen to hold the event at the Crescent Beach Club in Bayville.
It's a beautiful place.
Yes, this place offers an elegant setting with breathtaking views of Long Island Sound, and the food is just fabulous, having had the experience to eat there on several occasions.
Very good. I attended the first gala, which was in May of last year, and it was pretty amazing. And I'm hoping that the second will be even better, and a lot more people will have the opportunity to attend and have fun and raise funds for our Saturday school. Thank you very much for your efforts. Mr. Harry, you started as a member of the PTA, and then you have made the transition to be a member of the Board of Trustees, and as of this year, you've been elected as the Vice Chairman of the Board of Trustees. Tell me a little bit more about that transition.
The transition has been an interesting one. I became involved with the PTA as my son was part of the Saturday school, and I was able to get involved more and more with different activities. And as Natalie said, there's a lot of activities happening with the school. And then I was able to have a good team that we were involved in as far as the PTA team. It's not only just one person that becomes part of the PTA. There's a team of parents that are there on a weekly basis and help with all the events. And I like what I was doing for the school. I saw that the church's board of trustees were very supportive of the school, and I looked at the opportunity of maybe extending my participation with St. Sarkis Church and going to different areas of the church. And I was elected as part of the board of trustees about 5 years ago. And as I've continued to be part of the Board of Trustees, I was recently elected to the position of Vice Chairman of the Board of Trustees, which is a very nice honor. And again, I just continue to participate in what activities occur with the church. And in addition to that, I'm also helping the school as a liaison between the Board of Trustees, the church, and the school, and that helps me continue to be involved with the school and help the PTA with anything that they need, and vice versa to the Board of Trustees.
What you're saying is that you're actually rendering your services to our church and to our community. And I think you are setting a great example for everyone to follow, because it is through the efforts of volunteers like you that this place will continue to thrive and be the place that everyone wants to be part of. Now, going back to Miss Natalie, you have enrolled your two children to be part of our Saturday school, and I see them having a lot of friends who are part of the Saturday school. So tell me more about that experience.
Well, there's several reasons why I send my children to Saturday school. First and foremost, I want them to learn the language, learn about the culture and the history. Our ancestors fought so hard to preserve the Armenian culture and language, and I feel as an Armenian parent, it is our responsibility to make sure that it continues to live on for the next generations and generations to come. I feel very strongly about that. Another reason I send my boys to Saturday school is for them to develop the bonds and the friendships that Harry also mentioned. This will be my older son's seventh year of attending Saturday school, and many of his classmates have been with him since the beginning. And they have become such good friends, and every Saturday my son is very happy to be coming here to see his friends. And actually, so am I, because my husband and I have met and become friends with so many of the families that we've met through St. Sarkis, and many of our family's closest friends are the ones that we have met through the church and the school, and for that I'm very thankful.
Thank you for sharing that. So this has become not only a place for children to get together, but also for parents to bond and hope that this will be a friendship that will last for a lifetime. Before we conclude, I would like to go back to our principal, Mrs. Knighty, and ask her what is her message to any parents who are contemplating about sending their kids to Saturday school.
Ինձի համար մեծ հաջույք էր այսօր հոս գտնվել մի այդեր եւ մտի գնել ու գտնել այս ծնողներուն իրենց բադվերը, իրենց ուրախությունը, իրենց հաջույքը որ դպրոց կուղարգեն, ինձի համար իսկապես շատ մեծ հաջույք կբաճար եւ կքնայդեմ այն ծնողները, որոնք կփերեն իրենց ծավակները հայ դպրոց, գիտեն որքան դժվար է, ամենադժվարին պայմանները մեկտի գտնեն եւ կփերեն իրենց ծավակները, կքաչալերեմ նման ծնողները եւ շնորհակալություն կհայտնեմ եւ կհորթորեմ, որ միս ծնողներն ա նույնպես երդասարտ ծնողներ Քերեն իրենց ծավակները հայ դպրոց մեծնան հայ մշակույթով հայ ընկերներով
Շնորհակալություն դիգինայրի ես ալ գեգրորտեմ ցերս ազա I would like to extend an invitation as a pastor of this church to all parents who are thinking and contemplating about sending their kids to Saturday school This is really the best place to be because we are trying to forge the Armenian Christian identity in the spirit of your children something that hopefully will last forever. Before I conclude, I would like to thank my guests, Digin Nairi, Mrs. Natalie, and Mr. Harry. Thank you very much for stopping by, and thank you for your time and your input.
Thank you.
Today we will hear hymns of penitence attributed to Saint Mesrop Mashtots of the 5th century, an eminent scholar, writer, and musician who invented the Armenian alphabet. The Hymns of Penitence is an earnest cry from our heart to Lord God, asking for forgiveness of sins. But before the hymn, I hope that you enjoyed my podcast today. If you have any questions or any comments, I would like to hear from you and answer your questions in my upcoming podcast. I will be back next week with another episode of the podcast. And now, enjoy the Hymns of Penitence.